Good morning, everyone. My name is Jonathan, and this morning is May the 24th. It's Sunday morning. It's the Lord's Day. And as I was thinking about devotional for today, I was encouraged with the thought of the privilege of going to church and worshiping the Lord. Our world right now is in a lot of turmoil. A lot of people don't know what to think, don't know what to believe. Some people are afraid, some people are frustrated, some people are angry at the government for making a big deal. And as I think about going to the house of the Lord, I am encouraged that we have a blessing, a tremendous blessing, to be able to go and to worship God at church. We can worship God in our hearts anywhere, Jesus said, when he talked to the woman at the well. He told her that she said, well, you Jews worship in Jerusalem, but we don't do that. And Jesus said, the time is coming. I think he was looking forward to his death and resurrection and the new covenant. He said, the time is coming when we worship in God, not in this mountain or in Jerusalem, but in spirit and in truth. And what a blessing that we can do that today, to worship in spirit and in truth. And if there's anyone that's not able to go to church today, still not having services, you can worship in our hearts. We can read the Word. But it's a tremendous blessing to be able to go and to get together with other believers and to worship God collectively. So this morning, thinking about worshiping and about praising God, I was led to Psalm 84. I'm going to read Psalm 84, and he talks about what a blessing it is to worship God. It's a short one. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of God, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise, Selah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways of Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. So as I was reading this psalm this morning, I was blessed again. The psalmist David, King David, actually, I'm wrong. This says is a psalm of the sons of Korah. So they were praising God. The sons of Korah were praising God and using a variety of eloquent language or descriptive language, describing the joy of going to the house of God. They said it's lovely, lovely place to go. It says in verse 2, my soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. You know, when back years ago when I was a child, I always thought it was kind of fun to stay home from church. If you were sick or something like that, you get to stay home from church and while everyone else goes. But as I've gotten older and serving the Lord, I've realized What a blessing, what a privilege it is to go to the house of God or to go to church and to gather with other believers and to worship God. And they say here, my soul faints for the courts of God. I think of Christians in China and other countries where they're persecuted and how they just long to get together with other believers and they wish they could join openly with other believers to worship. Here where we have freedom, does our soul just faint to go to the house of God? Do we just long for that? And my heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. I think this with this virus right now, you know, it gives us a little glimpse of what it's like to not be able to go to church for a while. And for those believers who can't join together freely on Sundays. And what a blessing we have. Verse 4, he says, blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. That is one thing I think would be very difficult if in a persecuted area. Because of the noise level, you would not want to do much singing. You wouldn't want to sing very loudly and draw attention to wherever you are, in a house or out in the woods. You'd have to be very careful. And I really enjoy singing, and what a blessing to be able to get together and sing praises to God. Then down here toward the end of this psalm, he says, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. One day in God's courts. Now, this was written in Old Testament times. We have the blessing of having the courts of God in our hearts, of God living in our hearts when we accept Him, and that's we can experience that every day. But even so, to take it like they did in the Old Testament, you know, to go to church, to go to God's house, he's saying a day there is better than 1,000 elsewhere. He said, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in tents of wickedness. I'll take any position, he says. Doesn't matter. He just wanted to be in God's house, even a lowly job, even something small that was insignificant. Much better than being elsewhere. Then I want to turn over to a passage in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 5, first couple of verses, gives us an interesting thought. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. To draw near to listen is better than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they are doing evil. Be not rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter a word before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few, for a dream comes with much business, and a fool's voice with many words. This gives us an interesting perspective. In the Old Testament, again, when Solomon wrote these words in Ecclesiastes, in Old Testament setting, there was not the heart-to-heart connection with God like we can have today. And so, they went to the temple and the priest offered their sacrifice for them, or however that all worked. And today we can worship God in our hearts. God lives right with us when we accept Him. But some of these principles are still true. He says, guard your steps. Be not rash with your mouth. He says to draw near to listen is better than to offer the sacrifice of fools. And says, for they do not know what they are doing. It gives me the idea that the fools, they're kind of loud. Maybe they are the ones that are rash with their mouth, like it says in verse 2. Let me read that again. Be not rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter a word before God. For He is in heaven, you are on earth. And so, you know, the foolish they're loud with their mouth, and they quickly just say whatever. But he's saying when we go to the house of God, let's be very careful. God's in heaven, we're on earth, and you know, that puts a lot of perspective on things right there. We're on earth, God created the earth with the word. He just said it, and there it was. And so it should put things in perspective when we realize God is in heaven, we are on earth. But then, too, let's be thankful, let's be joyful that we can join our hearts together with God when he lives in our hearts. What a blessing that is. So my prayer is that you would have a good day and that you would enjoy serving God today.